Hey guys, Rick and Duke coming to you live from 5th and Main Street. So it's kind of going to be the title of this episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. For those of you new, just tuning in, you're asking yourself, who's this Duke character? So Duke was my combat assault dog. I retired with him in 2017. He lost his battle with osteosarcoma on July 5th, 2021. And we started the show, so we're going to end it. So this is just a way to keep his memory alive. Do me a huge favor, guys. Don't forget warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Check out our industry partners. Huge savings with those guys. Just great people out there, you know, supporting Warhog Tactical Kelly Defense, the On the Range podcast. So just go check those out. So greatly appreciated. Don't forget, guys, last thing, please hit that subscribe button. Leave us a rating, review, all that other good stuff. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell strangers. Just spread the word as far as the On the Range podcast goes. So the whole live on the corner of 5th and Main, it was funny. I was talking to Kyle Morgan today, and we were just getting into how do we make change in this country? How do we make change locally, federally, globally, nationally? I mean, pick your poison, doesn't matter. Here's the problem. And it was kind of funny because I made the comment, the only way you can truly voice your opinion unobscured is really on the corner of 5th and Main, and being, hey, you know, back in the old days, the town squire out there just squawking info, right? Because here's the bottom line. We are very much in a day and age where, yes, podcasting is probably the kind of last truest form of free speech. You don't have free speech on social because, again, they're going to do whatever it is via their artificial intelligence or their AI to negate their narrative. If you're pro 2A, have firearms in a picture, whatever, it's a machine or machine technology that's sitting there going, oh, he's selling guns. He's doing this. He's inciting violence, yada, yada, yada. And there's no actual human interaction to review this. All they have to do is just set up their algorithm in a way that just, hey, spots that, does this, and boom, next thing you know, you're not being able to get your message out there, regardless what it is. You know, it's all about how can I get my reach or my voice or freedom of speech that were guaranteed in the First Amendment out there as true as I can. And the bottom line is this, you can't, short of being a live squire on the corner of 5th and Main. Even with the podcast, right? So again, if I'm not hitting the marks or there's something in there that potentially they don't like, doesn't mean it's going to get the reach. And really that's where it relies on you, the viewer listener who gives me your most precious commodity, your time to tune in and listen to what I have to say to help us, help get the message out there, help spread the word. And really it was, you know, when I was talking to Kyle today, it was, how do we make a change in this country? You know, we've got, in my opinion, we have a mental health crisis that we want to mask that some type of firearms issue. And the bottom line is the firearm is never the cause. The firearm will not go off. It needs human interaction to do it. Yet we won't address that collectively. Why? You know, you could argue that, hey, if you de-arm a society, they can succumb to whatever the government's will is. And I agree with that. You know, it's when you look at the founding fathers, you know, they were absolute geniuses in their day to sit there and give us the freedom of speech first. And then obviously with the second, the right to bear arms that, oh, by the way, shall not be infringed. So the key part with this is you have to understand, the key way to get change is by you, the individual, is by you sharing those values. And yes, you can try to, you know, use your electoral chain and stuff like that and your representative to get the word out. But at the end of the day, the problem that comes in is as soon as you start hitting any type of internet platforms, again, if it's not playing the narrative that people want to hear, they're going to sit there and suppress it. So my point, kind of trying to drive home with this one, is do what you can. You know, if you like messages that you're hearing from people, help spread that word. And how do you do that is really by sitting there kind of going, share the message, share the word, and help people understand what you back or believe to get that message out there. So what you have to do is, in my opinion, almost beat the machine, if that's even possible. You know, and that's why we sit there and go, hey, why do we say hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, rating, reviews, you know, I don't care if it's a thumbs up emoji, because we're trying to beat the machine, for lack of better terms, so that we can get our reach out there. And I'm not trying to be a negative Nancy, not trying to be a downer, not trying to do anything, just saying, hey, this is the reality we live in. And just hope that you understand, when you go to social, when you go to the internet, when you go to whatever, if you sit there and go, why am I not getting this reach or that reach? You sit there and go, what am I actually saying? What am I actually doing? Am I going against somebody's narrative? I mean, it's been proven time and time again that these platforms are all manipulated. So if we understand that, then we sit there and can go, okay, cool. How do we sit there and try to battle it? I don't know that we can ever battle and win, but I think we can do, by partnering with others, by partnering with, you know, like-minded individuals, we can help share that word across numerous different platforms and hopefully kind of help beat the suppression of free speech that's currently going on in the country. And again, we're sitting there going, you know, we've got these mass shootings going on all the time, and you can't blame the firearm. The firearm does nothing. But when you look at people's hidden agenda, they can dearm the society, then, you know, it's easy. We don't bat an eye at the number of teens killed every single day texting and driving. Why haven't we done anything for anti-phone legislation? Why haven't we done anything for anti-vehicle legislation? Why is it always going straight to the gun? Why is it so twisted in these deals? And I'm not trying to be political. I'm just trying to stem some thought processes in people and go, hey, man, what are we doing? Where are we going? How do we fix it? So if we sit there and help each other, spread the message, get the word out, you know, especially like with podcast stuff, you know, hit that subscribe, you know, ratings, reviews, all that stuff. It'll help just, in my opinion, beat those algorithms so that now we do have platforms. We can share our thoughts. We can get the words out there. We can have our opinions and stem this conversation to hopefully make this country better. So just in closing, guys, you know, it's not trying to be a Debbie Downer, anything like that, but just trying to state reality. Hey, it's a uphill battle. It's an uphill battle. I think we can definitely let our voices be heard. We can try to hit those outlets that give us the maximum freedom of speech and try to make change in this country. Because again, at the end of the day, we want to be prosperous. We want to be successful. We want to have security. We want to, you know, set that lineage for our children to prosper in their times as well. So the only way we can do that is being able to have these discussions across the board. And that's really the words of wisdom for this episode. So just in closing, guys, you know, God bless you. God bless your families. God bless our troops. God bless the United States of America. And trust me, we'll be good. Just let's keep getting our voices out there, being heard, and making change. Rick and Duco out.